Here come Richmond again. Armenian breaking in, left-hand side of the area. Thoughts of a cross. It slides. Yes! Romas went to ground, and he's had his pocket picked. Cahill scores. It's Richmond 1-0 in the 37th minute. Breaking into the attacking half for Richmond here. Opperman with a header, and now chasing after it. Romas has gone to ground. Keeper's come out. Open net, and Cahill makes it 2-0. Cahill. And for the second time tonight, Romas finds himself on the deck, and the keeper, Tapia, came out of his line, and they conspired to knock the ball away from each other and straight into the path of the lethal Tom Cahill. It's Richmond 2, Bulleen Lions 0. And in the 56th minute, edge of the area on the right, Knight crossing it in. Cahill! It's 3. He's got Cahill! His hat-trick.
Cahill's got it.
And it is now Richmond 3, Bulleen Lions 0. I'm going to join you, Adam Baroli. The points are safe now. Great cross from Knight and totally unmarked at the back post. Header in, more or less off the line. Didn't need much more than a tap in. Opperman hits the right byline, crossing into the 6-yard box. Player goes down. Goal. There's a fourth. Oh, Quinn scores off the bench. And it's Richmond 4, Bulleen 0. Another player slips over in the defensive penalty area for Bulleen. Ryan McGee said before the start of the match, could we see a 7-1? Well, they've got 4, and we've only played 61 minutes. This is starting to become a rout, and I think Bulleen's fans will be wondering what on earth is going on.
But we've seen more wide play again down the right-hand side from Richmond, and that's where mainly the goals have come from, wide areas and square balls. Again, footing has been another concern for Bulleen. Well, it just looks like it's a night to forget for them, unfortunately. And Quinn, well, he's come on. He's made a great impact. He's got a goal to his name.
And the assist for Opperman.
Absolutely, and a defensive disaster once again for Bulleen. I'm not really sure what you can say about it. Just, I think that is the third goal where a defender has slipped. The third.
Don't have confirmation if they've scored or not yet, but just a penalty for Bentley against BBC.
Well, another penalty for the Bentley Greens, who had one just before half-time, and we've got shouts penalty. For a penalty here, and it's been given. Nishimoto was knocked over at the top left corner of the area. It was Katabian who played the ball through to him, and Nishimoto was legged. Bit of a clumsy challenge. Katabian to give them maybe a lifeline, some sort of chance. It's Joe Katabian, and he scores low to the bottom right corner. So no clean sheet tonight for Richmond. It is Bulleen Lions 1, Richmond 4. Ball's on the right. Attempted a clearance is deflected straight into the path of Demek. Now a high cross from Balan, edge of the area. And brought down. Great chance. Touch by Katabian! 4-2! Well, well, well. Maybe the comeback is on. Joe Katabian's got a double. And in the 73rd minute, it is Bulleen Lions 2, Richmond 4.
This is a great game. I'm glad you chose this one, Taylor. that was a great ball. It looked like a bit of a speculative ball, but it was taken down superbly well, and it was a beautiful finish, and the keeper unfortunately just had no chance there. So we've really got a game on now.
And so it'll be a Bulleen free kick there. Pinned right down at right back, though. Richmond have got a line of players up at halfway looking to defend the ball as it comes in high. Petrovic heads it away. It bounces into the attacking half, and here's now an opportunity. Running into space, Cahill. What's his left foot like? He drives it in! Cahill's got 4. What a performance! And he just put it through Tapia at the near post. You could see him sizing up. Do I try and turn onto my right? Do I go with the left? He just hit it with the left, went for power, and it squeezes in. 5-2. The points are safe now. And in the 83rd minute, it is Richmond 5, Bulleen Lions 2.
He's done it. He's got 4 of Richmond's goals. That's an outstanding display. And, yep, as I mentioned, the game was well in the bag at 2-0 up. So, great performance by Richmond.
Tom Cahill will, stating the obvious, 3 points, 3 votes for him tonight. I'm not sure if he actually toe-poked it. It was sort of left foot, right foot, I'm not sure, but the goalkeeper could have done better in that situation because it's gone in his near post and it wasn't really with too much power. But of course, all honours to Tom Cahill and, of course, Richmond tonight. They look like they're going to run away with the points.
Oh, no, it is. He's got a bit of mud on his number. I thought that was a different number, but not to worry. And there is the full-time whistle. How appropriate that the man who will leave with the match ball is in possession as the final whistle sounds. A great performance from Richmond. They beat the Bulleen Lions 5-2. A shootout on NPL Vic Live. Ended up with 4 of them. What a performance for you, hey?
Yeah, just finished in the change room, so my voice has gone a little bit. But, I mean, 5-2, I think it was 4-0, and we slipped a little bit, and then we managed to get the 5th, which killed the game a lot, which is good, but overall, I mean, I couldn't be happier with the boys in there and everything. And obviously, personally, it's a good game for me. So I think that's 6 wins out of the last 7 or 7 out of 8. So
And at 4-0 up, you were taking a big chunk out of that goal difference. Regardless, you win and you move level on 28 points with Bulleen. This promotion race is hotting up and you guys have sent a big, big message tonight, haven't you?
I mean, it's sort of hard to say sending a message, but we wanted to win and we had a way we wanted to win and we did that. And I mean, we can't be happier than 5-2, and I think we've got a game in hand as well, so that's something which we'll take up on the week which we have left.
Tom, great result. Congratulations again on your four goals. When you went for 4-0 up, you know, everyone was thinking it's probably over. When it gets to 4-2, it's a really difficult kind of stage for a mentality. What do you do? Do you try and defend your lead or do you try and go again? What from being out on the pitch, what did you think the mentality was?
I mean, we went 4-0 up and we were constantly screaming, just keep it tight, 0-0, 0-0. And then, I mean, they kick so many people on that it's impossible to keep your shape. And they got a penalty, which I didn't see, but I think the fifth killed it, which was what we needed.
Tom, surely you would have had some offers to play in the NPL this season?
I think I've been VPL for a few years and done all right there. But I've been at Richmond for a few years. I enjoy it down here. And, you know, tonight's just all about our win, to be honest.
Tell us a bit about the feeling within the group. On a long winning streak like this, the guys must be walking on air. I actually heard just a little bit of the pre-match talk about Bulleen's attacking and how you have to reset and concentrate on keeping them off the scoreboard tonight. But is it hard to keep the boys' feet on the ground when you turn up to training and everyone's walking on air and feeling really good about things?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when it's -3 and raining, it's not that great. But, I mean, we just needed to, as I said, we've got patterns of play which Rick keeps on going on. And on about, which we keep doing, we keep processing, and we know that if we do those 9 out of 10, we'll get the result, and we did it, you know, tonight.
And some of your teammates tonight, we thought Opperman and Armenian switching flanks as they did, very dangerous. Do they do that on instruction from Rick, the coach, or do they do that based on things they identify out there on the field? Because it seemed as though they were a constant threat and always a headache for the Bulleen defence.
Yeah, I mean, it works out quite well because we push three on, and they seem to have one-on-one all the time because I occupy the two centre-halves, and they just switch as and when, you know.
And anyone else out there who you thought played particularly well, that we thought Knight was excellent, but anyone else out there who might have been second to you for the man of the match tonight?
Eddie, I think our goalkeeper, he could do nothing about the two goals, and everything he's come, he's claimed and won, and he's kicking on, you know, it's windy, rainy. I think everything about what he did tonight was good, and it just is a platform that gives confidence to everyone.
Well, we heard the song from out here. Obviously, a very enjoyable win. Well done on your own performance. 4 goals tonight. Tom Cahill, thank you very much for joining us on NPL Vic Live.
Thanks, gents.